USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh, now Justice Kavanaugh, taking his place on the U.S. Supreme Court after a very close vote to confirm him by the U.S. Senate yesterday.
On this vote, the ayes are 50, the nays are 48.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell referring to that close vote.
I always thought landslides were kind of boring anyway.
Right after the confirmation vote, the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer said,
Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation is a low moment for the Senate, for the court, for the country.
Indonesian authorities say they'll be wrapping up the search this Thursday for victims of last month's earthquake and tsunami. 1,700 are known dead. Thousands are still missing. What's expected to become Tropical Storm Michael later today could threaten the Gulf Coast by Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Chicago community reacts after a former city police officer was found guilty of second-degree murder. Jason Van Dyke, who's white, convicted for the shooting death of a black teen, Laquan McDonald, who Van Dyke shot 16 times in 2014. Van Dyke also convicted of over a dozen other counts. Chicago's 45th Ward Alderman, John Arena.
I think this shows that there are nobody's above the law. People have to be held accountable regardless of what your station is, what your job is in our city.
There were demonstrations when the verdict came in, but most were in favor of the verdict, and things did stay peaceful. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says his meeting early Sunday in Pyongyang with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un went well. Pompeo posting a picture of himself and Kim on Twitter, writing that progress towards denuclearizing the North continues to be made. First Lady Melania Trump has returned from her first official trip abroad, finishing up a four-country visit to Africa, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
An actor in the hit TV series The Walking Dead has passed away. 76-year-old Scott Wilson portrayed Herschel, starting in the AMC series, and his representative confirms Wilson died at his Los Angeles home yesterday from complications of leukemia. The announcement coming soon after fans of The Walking Dead had learned that Herschel was returning during the first half of Season 9. Among his other film roles, Wilson played the gas station attendant who shot and killed the main character in the 1974 version of The Great Gatsby with Robert Redford. British street artist Banksy pulls off an elaborate prank and it's gone viral. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
A painting of one of his most well-known images, The Girl with the Red Balloon, sold for more than $1.4 million at an auction in London. Immediately after the gavel came down, a secret shredder hidden inside the frame destroyed the painting. The elusive and unpredictable artist astounded the crowd at the auction room. Banksy later posted the video on Instagram, writing, "Going, going, gone." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And comedian Cat Williams is in trouble with the law again, facing fresh assault charges after being arrested in Portland, Oregon, for an alleged attack on a limo driver after an argument on Friday night. And for USA Radio News...